Please note that assisted listening devices for use in the council chambers are available upon request from staff in the clerk's office. There are no added items for tonight's meeting. Are there any members of council who have to declare a pecuniary interest? And seeing none, the next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. I'll read out the title associated with the recommended motion from staff report. Members of the Planning and Development Committee may ask that an item be held so that it can be further discussed. Please indicate your intention to hold the item by pressing your request to speak button. First person on the list will be given the opportunity to speak first to the item. If an item is not held, the motion that is printed in the staff report is deemed to be approved on consent. No further discussion on the item will take place this evening. The recommendation will go forward to council for our consideration at the next meeting. So the next item on the agenda is the public information meeting, and we have one application before us for input. Okay, the consent item is the Heritage Caledon report dated March 24th, 2016. No holds. Thank you. And the next item is the notice of motion by Councillor Shaughnessy regarding Highway 10. We got Councillor Shaughnessy asking for a hold on it. Okay, that's it. So we'll come back to this one. Okay, the public information meeting now. So tonight's public information meeting regarding an application for proposed zoning bylaw amendment OPA 244 North Hill Commercial Area Official Plan Amendment 14245 Regional Road 50 Ward 4. The purpose of the public meeting is to gather input from the public concerning the application. Any members of the public who have written concerns or appeals during the application being heard should be directed to the town clerk's office. Any interested persons wishing further notification regarding the application are advised to clearly print their name and address on the notification list located on the table at the entrance to the council chambers. Following the presentation, members of the public will be invited to approach the podium, clearly stating their name and address for the public record and providing their comments. If you have if you have presentation material, please provide a copy of it to the recording secretary at the desk to your left up here. And please note that any information submitted this evening will form part of the town's record. Following the public comments, members of council will be invited to ask questions of the presenter regarding information contained within the presentation. Please note that council members are here to listen to the comments from the public and are not here to provide an opinion or debate the matter. I will now ask Stephanie McVitie, the town's community development planner, to confirm that notification was conducted in accordance with the Planning Act for the public meeting concerning this matter.
Yes, Chair DeBoer.
Thank you. Ms. McVitie, I understand that you will be making a presentation tonight?
Yes.
Okay, so if you want to do that.
Good evening, everyone. So this is a formal public meeting under the Planning Act for a town-initiated rezoning for lands which are described as the Bolton North Hill Commercial Area. So on June 23rd, 2015, the town approved Official Plan Amendment Number 244, which redesignated a portion of the subject lands from Prime Agricultural Area to Bolton North Hill Commercial Area. This official plan amendment is now in full force and effect. And so February of this year, the town initiated a zoning bylaw amendment application to rezone that same portion of lands from agricultural A1 to general commercial site-specific exception to permit commercial uses and site-specific standards on the property. There is no development proposed at this time, and site plan approval will be required prior to development occurring on the property. So the property is shown on the aerial photo. The entire property is outlined in red. The area that is subject to this rezoning is outlined in a black and a hatched area. That area that is subject to the rezoning is 3.3 hectares, while the total property is approximately 5 hectares in area. The property is existing, it's vacant, and surrounding uses are primarily residential to the south, agricultural to the north and the west, and then we have St. Michael's Secondary School located to the east of the area subject to the rezoning. The lands are designated Rural Service Center Bolton within the Region Appeal Official Plan and Bolton North Hill Commercial Area in the Town of Caledon Official Plan. So as previously indicated, the town is proposing to rezone to a site-specific general commercial zone, which proposes uses that are consistent with the official plan policies and include, among other uses, business offices, drive-through service facility, financial institution, grocery store, restaurant. Retail is another permitted use. The proposed site-specific standards place an emphasis on encouraging walkability of the site, placing buildings along the streets, and providing a buffer between the commercial uses and the uses to the north and the east. That concludes my presentation.
Thank you. Are there any comments from the members of the public here tonight? If so, please come forward, step up to the podium, state your name clearly and address.
Good evening. My name is Bunny Chalk, and I live at 52 Alderbrook Place. Your Worship, Council members, I'll be speaking tonight to the future building plan. My husband and I are not in favor of the grocery and retail store going in across the street from our home. We understand, however, that this is the last step in a long process that started before we moved into the area. Excuse me. One question some of our neighbors have been asking is this a done deal? Is the property actually going to be done commercially, or is there a chance it will be left to be agricultural land? I don't know who I direct that to.
Stephanie, want to take a shot at that one?
Through you, Chair DeBoer. So as I indicated in my presentation, the lands are designated for commercial development. So we have official plan policies and then there's the zoning bylaw. So what we are doing is permitting uses in our zoning bylaw to match the designation and the permitted uses that are in the official plan. So in essence, there already is some precedent set because we do have commercial uses that are permitted in our official plan. So now we're putting on the site-specific regulations for those uses.
Okay, thank you. For ourselves and other owners, we hope that our quality of life will be respected and appreciated as the building plans for this site are developed. We live on Alderbrook Place. Our decks look out onto this property, and we enjoy the view of the farmers' crops. We feel that the entrance for traffic should be on Highway 50, as there is already a road there into the property. If a second entrance is required, we request that it be at the corner of Columbia and Kingsview Drive. There is already lights there. However, this area is very busy with traffic, so just one entrance off of Highway 50 is preferable. We also request green space, especially along Columbia Way, with tall trees to make our view more enjoyable. It is understood that street trees are normally placed on these types of properties, but the taller trees would make our lofty view more enjoyable. Alderbrook Place is different. All even-numbered houses are raised townhouses that look over the top of privacy fences. Because we look directly at what is built on this site, appearances are critical. We will be emailing more detailed requests to the town planner. Thank you for your consideration of these requests.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Do we still want them to sign in, or are the names good that way? Okay. Any other members of the public that wish to speak? Okay. Okay, come ahead, please. Yep.
My name is Elizabeth Nicholson, and I'm a resident at 44 Alderbrook Place, and I will also be overlooking this new development. I am somewhat in favor of having a commercial area on the North Hill. It's certainly an amenity that's lacking there. I do have a few concerns that I would like any site plan to address, and one of those is definitely traffic. Utilizing the lights at Kingsview would be one way to help alleviate some traffic concerns. The main concern, though, would be the addition of turning lanes on both Columbia Way and Highway 50. At the moment, there is some significant traffic backups with St. Michael's Secondary School because there is a lack of turning lanes on Columbia Way. And adding in this commercial plaza would just make that worse. My other concern with the site would be the light pollution at night into our houses, into our backyards. At the moment, there's some very bright lights from the auto service centers there, and also there's a very large signboard at St. Michael's School, so I get to see the time very well at night. So those are my concerns, and I hope they can be addressed when it comes time to develop the site.
Thank you very much. Any further questions or comments from the public? Okay, do any members of council, somebody else come in? Okay.
Hi, Evelyn Chapman. I live at number 50 Alderbrook Place. I have a love-hate relationship with the whole building project.
That's because you're sitting between those other two.
Yeah. I think we, in the neighborhood, a lot of us anyway, that after speaking with a few people, like the idea of the convenience of having a mall. But because we look over the top of our fences, everybody is going to be looking straight into the parking lot and at the buildings. So it's imperative. In order to maintain the value of our homes and the comfort level, to have something that fits well with the community, and that when we're looking out, we can have a pleasant view as well as enjoy a new environment like stores and whatnot. The other concern that I have is the high school is located right beside the mall, so we know where high school kids are going to go. So there has to be some provisions on what's going to happen there, I guess. And then the last thing is when they're building is where they would locate the actual buildings so that as homeowners, we aren't looking at garbage containers, the backs of buildings where they're unloading tractor trailers, that sort of thing. So it's, again, it's whatever the plans are going to be are terribly important to the people that are going to be looking at this area.
Okay. Well, and I know staff are writing this information down for all of you. Staff are writing down all this information. The proponents are actually here too, so they're probably going to take that information back when they go to design the site.
Okay.
So we'll look forward to that. Thank you very much. Okay. Is there any further questions? Yep.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Alan Young, planning consultant on behalf of the owner of the property, Wyncliffe Developments. Wyncliffe is the long-term time owner of the property, as council is well aware. They have every intention of to respond to one of the questions. They do have every intention of bringing forward a commercial development proposal on the property. They haven't been able to do that to date because without zoning, they haven't been able to secure a supermarket tenant. So the client, or the Wyncliffe, is very appreciative of the town's bringing forward this zoning amendment after a very lengthy process, given the official plan reviews that were required. With that zoning in place, they will be in a position to track that tenant and set up an appropriate site plan that will implement this zoning. And just to respond, they will certainly be seeking an access on Highway 50. That would be a critical part of their planning, to have access from the principal highway. And they fully acknowledge that through the site plan application, they will have to address lighting to make sure the lighting beams down is confined within the property, and will address landscaping along Columbia Way, and will ensure that loading is appropriately positioned behind buildings and or screened. So those are things that they expect to fulfill.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Okay,
any further questions or comments from the public? Okay. Do any members of council have a question? Okay, in seeing that there are no... Oh, Councillor Groves.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a couple of questions, and to staff through you. The Bentall property, which is the Home Depot Plaza, they've got zoning in place, and they've got approval for a grocery component in that. Can you tell me what the square footage is that was approved for that particular plaza?
Through you, Chair DeBoer, to Councillor Groves. Without having the zoning bylaw in front of me, I believe it's 40,000, but we'll confirm that and let you know tomorrow. 40,000 square feet.
40,000. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I know it's difficult for you to speak to servicing because you're not the region appeal, and we don't have any representatives here from the region, but can you tell me about servicing on that site in terms of water, sewer, anything like that? What's currently there right now, and how are we proposing servicing on the site?
Presently, the property does not have servicing. The servicing stops at Columbia Way. The region appeal will be providing the services for water and sanitary for the site. As part of the requirements of the urban boundary expansion, they confirmed that there was capacity available to develop these lands.
So
for
there
water
is,
and sanitary.
There's capacity
for currently. Water and sanitary for these lands.
Okay. Okay. The other thing that I would also, and the residents alluded to it, is the access from Highway 50. I know the region has a bylaw in place with no full access moves onto Highway 50. Do you know what their position is for this particular site? Will they be allowing full access moves? Will they be allowing a right-in, right-out only?
Through you, Chair DeBoer, to Councillor Groves. Since we do not have a formal site plan application in, they haven't provided formal comments. They have indicated in preliminary discussions that they have concerns with providing a full moves access, and they would be looking at right in, right out, and that it would be located as far north within that rezoning area as possible.
Okay.
So that there is a setback to the traffic lights at Columbia Way and Regional Road 50.
Okay, so the right in, right out only has an impact on the existing community. So I'm just going to put that on record, because then it means more of the traffic will be accessing Columbia Way if you've got right in, right out only. So I'll just make those comments. The other thing, if I may, Mr. Chair, we have an issue with the Zares Plaza currently, with the trucks that are loading and unloading the garbage. And it's been an ongoing issue forever, prior to my time even being on here, and it still continues to be an issue. We have a bylaw in place in terms of noise and that, which doesn't allow till from, I think it's 7 to 11. Trucks come in to load and unload prior to 7 a.m. which causes a great deal of concerns for the residents who are living in and around that area. So I'm just going to ask that we be cognizant of that, and when we're looking at this, that we don't end up in a Zaire situation where we continue to have this issue. The garbage is also a problem, because when the garbage trucks come in and they're banging, they're clanging, and sometimes they're there at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I will ask that you look at that very closely in terms of this particular site. And finally, I did have an email from Richard Hunt, who is the representative of the North Hill Residents Association, who has spoken and represented the North Hill group on this particular property and application several times. He was unable to make it because he's under the weather, but he has emailed his opposition, both himself and Rick Law, who's part of the North Hill Residents Association, their opposition to this particular issue or proposal. So I'm not sure how, I guess Mr. Hunt would have to communicate through email to you.
You could send an email to Stephanie, or have him, the clerk, or to Stephanie, and the information would get to her as a form part of the record.
Okay, thank you. And I think it's important for the other residents to know that if you haven't had an opportunity or you think of something later on, that you do send those comments in via email so that they can become part of this as well as we move forward.
Okay. Any further questions? Okay, thank you very much. That will conclude this portion of the public information meeting for tonight's agenda. The next item on the agenda will be from the consent, and it was requested by Councillor Shaughnessy to hold a notice of motion. So do you want to read it, or do you want me to read it? Okay. Whereas Highway 10 through Caledon Village is at capacity now, and there is no viable way to increase capacity to the village on the existing highway. And whereas the province of Ontario has designated growth in Peel that will increase population and employment numbers to 1,770,000 persons and 880,000 jobs by 2031, with an additional 200,000 persons and 90,000 jobs by 2041, and has designated other significant growth in adjacent municipalities that will contribute to additional traffic demand on Highway 10. Whereas the result of the growth pressures, the aggregate extraction activity continues to increase within the town of Caledon and the areas north of the town of Caledon, which places additional pressure on Highway 10 corridor. And whereas the planning and development of key provincial infrastructure is critical to the safe, efficient movement of people and goods and to the health of our economy and to our citizens. And whereas the Ministry of Transportation has commenced work to develop a long-range, comprehensive, multimodal transportation plan for the Greater Golden Horseshoe. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Council of the Town of Caledon hereby requests the Ministry of Transportation to undertake and complete a feasibility study for Highway 10, which considers a north-south bypass for the Caledon Village, and that the Town of Caledon Region Appeal staff work with the Ministry of Transportation to advance a long-term strategic multimodal transportation network that can significantly improve the quality of life for all Peel residents. And further, that a copy of the resolution be sent to the Region Appeal, Peel Goods Movement Task Force, Dufferin County, Simcoe County, Wellington County, York Region, Halton Region, the City of Toronto for information. You're going to second it? It was moved by Councillor Shaughnessy, seconded by Councillor Innes. Councillor Shaughnessy asked for it to hold, so she gets to speak first, and then Mayor Thompson.
Thank you very much. You read that really well. Thank you. Yeah, this is a long time coming, working on this for the last year with trying to get different things to happen through the Region Appeal. But this opportunity came forward with MTO where they said they were actually willing to look at it. Up until this point, they haven't been even willing to look at it, and now they say it's something that they would consider. So I think we have to think of the long-term effects of our villages. And it wasn't just Caledon Village or Alton I was thinking about. I really thought that Calanista. I didn't see how it could get any wider with the truck traffic going through there and Mona Mills. So I thought we could create a better life for everybody. And plus, the cost of these trucks on our road, not just from a regional perspective, but from a town perspective, is really costs us a lot of money to maintain them. And why wouldn't we try to encourage this truck traffic to go to the provincial highways? So a bypass in Caledon Village will actually solve many problems as far as I'm concerned. And I'm just looking forward to this happening, not just for my one village on Highway 10, but for the other villages. I think they could also benefit from it. And Jennifer agrees with me. You know, she doesn't want the same thing happening to Caledon East that happened to Caledon Village. And I think we can work together on this one. So I'm really happy to have this come forward tonight. And I think our mayor had a comment. Thank you.
Councillor, our mayor, Thompson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I think we've hit everything here, but I would say further to copy this resolution, if we could send it to Peel Health, because they're looking at what traffic impacts they're having as well. So I think if we don't have to do that as an amendment, I think we can just add that on.
Okay. Any further questions or comments? Will I call the question? All in favor? Carried. Okay. That concludes the meeting of the plan. What? Oh, any items in the correspondence package? I don't think there's anything in the correspondence I didn't see. Was there? Oh, okay. Mayor Thompson.
Sorry, my apologies, I thought I was on. If I could ask planning staff, I know this has gone to the EBR, but is there anything else that we're doing with this? Are we sharing this with the Region Appeal, by the way?
Yes, we are. I've been advised by Mr. Ezrin. And also, as part of the official plan review, we actually were calling it commercial fill. Was going to be undertaken. We obviously will now call it the excess soil management as part of our review. So we'll be doing that as well. And we'll also be following through on any types of postings that'll follow with the regulations on the EBR and report back to you as well if necessary.
Could I ask you to please send it to the neighboring municipalities as well as the Region Appeal?
Certainly.
And as well as the rural municipalities of Ontario, because they are working on this as well.
Okay.
It'd be good just to have input on that. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. You're welcome.
Okay. Councillor Shaughnessy.
Sorry, I have a big list. Sorry. So for staff, some of these are comments and some of these are questions just because I want them on the record and I'd like staff to work towards because I know they're going to be in further discussion. By reading the main report, OHE, that you did your report on, it speaks to levies. And I'm just looking at the levies need to be reflected in the wear and tear on our roads, and I'm just looking, can you find out if they're actually thinking of coordinating that with what they're going to do with the aggregate levy? I mean, to me, it would be responsible that the costs would be something similar. So that's a comment there on the levy. There was also a part on page 16 that talked about self-monitoring. This is a concern for me because I know it's an issue within my pits. Pits and quarries about them self-monitoring. So if we could, when we're in our discussions, if we could talk more about and find out about self-monitoring, I'd appreciate that. Also, page 18 talked about temporary sites for this excess fill. I have concerns about what is temporary and where these sites would actually be located. because they can actually be detrimental not just to the people who live by, but, you know, drainage and everything on the property. So temporary is a loose word that I think it needs to be defined, and I didn't see any definition for it. Also, going through the various provincial policies and et cetera, the wording can sometimes be really flimsy and open to interpretation, such as on page 19, they were talking about they would encourage it. To me, those words aren't one of strength. I look for those words, and I prefer them to be required, because if you're encouraging something to happen, then maybe that we shouldn't be so loosey-goosey on that. We should actually say, no, we require that to happen. And then there was looking at the Crombie report, they talk about techniques for low impact having to do with development. And I really see, well, especially going down Highway 10 with the amount of soil that was piled up on the side of the road down there, is there or can you request that when they're looking into this OHE that we encourage, require, them to look at more low impact having to do with how much dirt they actually dig up. They dig up a lot of dirt and create these big piles because it's just easier to put the drains in. But that's a heck of a lot of soil that then needs to get distributed. To me, from a green perspective, if I looked at the Crombie report in the green areas, they're talking about low-impact development techniques. And I would think that not moving as much dirt as they would like to move, one, we don't have to truck it to another site and store it, so we're curbing greenhouse gases. But I think we have to encourage our developers to look for better ways to manage the extra soil. I don't think they have, I guess what I'm saying is I don't think they have to move the soil that they need to do. It's just the easier way.
Well, I think that's the intent within the statement that talks about the source generators being part of the whole picture.
Yeah.
So I think that's exactly what they're trying to cover as far as the province is concerned.
Yeah, I hope so, because in the Crombie report, it really stresses that we got to be thinking that way, right? So I know you're going to have more talks, but I don't know when these talks are actually going to happen. I know there's communication back and forth, and I don't know whether you're going to be reporting back to us on these, but these are just some of the concerns I have, because I find that it really mirrors the aggregate industry and what goes on there, and I'd like to be, like, on the ball with this one. Any comments back? Do you have any timelines?
Through you, Mr. Chair, we do not have timeline at the moment, but what we do say in the report is that we want to be on the notice. The town wants to actively participate because we do know that this whatever is going to be at the receiving end will most likely be coming to the rural communities. So we are looking at this, and we are keeping an eye on the posting and whatever is going to be coming up from the ministry.
Just, I know this, you probably can't, Public Works would have to answer this, OHE. Maybe we can look into it. I know we have the moratorium on our large fill bylaw. How is this going to react with our moratorium on our fill bylaw? Is that, like, which comes first?
Well, I would suggest that the moratorium will stay in effect till there's some sort of decision.
Well,
unless
I'd like...
So
planning
staff
to be
can ask the answer the question if you feel comfortable in doing it. But the moratorium, as far as, and the CEO can answer, but as far as I'm concerned, the moratorium's in effect until we take it down. The fact that this is happening, unless it takes very long time that we're not happy with the timelines, we might be holding it in place till something comes of this.
Yeah, and I just want the two departments to talk to one another, because I know, is that good, Barry? Okay, thank you.
Okay. Councillor Gross.
Thank you. Am I allowed to go back to correspondence?
Well, that's what we're on, is correspondence, okay. But it's the correspondence with regards to the access, proposed access soil management one, not the Amherstburg one yet, if you can stick to that one first.
Okay, so I'm on the Amherstburg.
Okay, Councillor Innes, do you want to speak to this one or the Amherstburg one? Okay, well, move on to the Amherstburg one, Councillor Groves.
Okay. Thank you.
Aurora?
So, yeah, the town of Aurora did pass a motion with respect to the Ontario Municipal Board and doing some reforms or making some changes to the Ontario Municipal Board in terms of sort of upholding what the municipality's decisions are in terms of how a community is developed and how the development fits within a community. Over the years, the Ontario Municipal Board, they've been able to overrule and override a lot of the decisions that municipalities are making, and is based, their decisions are based solely on law, planning law. So I would ask that we support the town of Aurora, as did the town of Amherstburg. And I guess we could do that through a resolution as well. So maybe I would be willing to bring forward a resolution at the next council meeting to support the town of Aurora in their decision or in with respect to the OMB.
Okay. Councillor Innes, along the same lines.
I was going to say the exact same thing, so it's fine.
You can second. You could maybe second.
My question is, do we, because it was printed on our agenda, do we actually have to bring it forward to the next council meeting, or can it be discussed and voted on today? Just because there is a movement that is going forward, and it is time of essence of time, because it's part of the four plans review, so I'm wondering if it's something that maybe Ms. Hall would like to comment on before we continue on to the discussion with the OMB review.
Actually, through you, Councillor DeBoer, to the mayor. The mayor actually has more knowledge than I do, but my understanding is that the province is just starting the review of the Ontario Municipal Board. So we will have ample opportunity through that process to provide our comments as to what we would like to see the Ontario Municipal Board doing. Town of Aurora obviously had particular issues with the Ontario Municipal Board in my read of the resolution, and they wanted to put that forward, it looked like.
Okay, so Council, we've got one choice. We can hang on to this, and when we have staff come back with a report talking about the entire review, make sure this is included, and staff could take direction to know about this, or if you want to put some more weight behind it, have a motion to support this resolution, and we move vote on it tonight.
Yeah, I say we put a motion because it puts more weight.
Okay, so we'll have, since we've got Annette as a mover and Councillor Innes as the seconder, I think the resolution would be something to the effect of, yes. Yeah, we can actually do the same thing that's here. Direct administration to forward a correspondence in support of the Town of Aurora's resolution regarding the Ontario Municipal Board. So we make the motion exactly that. And all in favor? Carried. Okay. Before we leave the correspondence, is there interest in having further correspondence back from staff with regards to a report on the soil management policy framework? So we would need a motion to that effect. So, yes. And with the comments today, is that okay?
Sorry, I did not hear what Ms. Hall said. Her mic was not on.
Her mic was on. We're asking that staff take the information that's here plus the comments tonight and come back to council with a formal report with regards to the soil management policy framework and how it fits in with what we're already doing as far as the review of the public works is, I guess, taking in that review might end up being in your department now if the province has taken it over. Okay.
That. Level back to staff for a report.
Yes.
Okay.
Mover. Councillor Shaughnessy and Mayor Thompson. Yeah, I started with Councillor Shaughnessy, so you can't do an AG. She wasn't moving. All in favor? Okay, very good. Thank you. Okay. That concludes tonight's meeting, so I'll call it adjourned.